بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الطاعون، فأخبرها أنه كان عذابا يبعثه الله تعالى على من يشاء إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter of patience, exercising sabr whenever any difficulty and hardship comes on us. This is also one of the beautiful teachings of Islam, that we are taught that we should learn the qualities of sabr before any difficulties come. Whereas in the other world, generally, after some difficulty comes, then there is some counseling. Because a person has gone through some trauma, etc., and now he has to go for counseling. Whereas in Islam, we are taught before time, be prepared for it, so that you can be able to make sabr, and whenever any difficulty comes upon you, then you can handle it very correctly, and you don't even need any counseling. The greatest counseling is of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of our deen. But we don't take this counseling, and then when difficulties come upon a person, then we go for all other types of counseling, therapies, and in which many cases they are anti-Islamic. Their very concepts and the way they teach and what they teach is against Islam. Whereas we are taught that be prepared before time. We don't wait for the difficulties. We make dua to Allah that He saves us from difficulties and calamities. But a true mu'min who has made his tarbiyah, he is prepared. And no matter what difficulty comes to him, he accepts it wholeheartedly. And there are quite a few examples, lot of examples in the annals of history. In our recent times, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, when his father had passed away, after that his father had lot of associates, friends in all parts of India particularly, and he wrote letters to them and told them that it's not necessary for you to come here and to come and console me, because alhamdulillah I am well consoled. I am managing to handle the matter very well. And just for more benefit of ours, Hazrat Shaykh wrote that the amount of time it should have taken you to come here, like for example in those days traveling by train from Bombay right coming to Saharanpur would have taken a few days, and also the amount of money you would have spent. So that amount of time, not at one time, but gradually make, read something and pass the sawab to my father. And the money that you have spent, should have spent, that money also gradually you spend it in the path of Allah in good causes and pass that sawab to me. So we can see how well they handle that occasion. Our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, lost his young child in a motor car accident. People used to come and console him, but he used to say that I am well consoled, and he should console them in fact. And even in those trying times, he didn't miss a single class of his. He attended every class. When the body came finally and they gave the ghusl and buried him, from there directly he came to the class again. He did not go home waiting for the visitors, etc. So if we also, Allah give us tawfiq, that we learn this great quality of sabr, then no matter what difficulty comes, we will be able to handle it very well. And there will be no question that we need counseling and that we going through a trauma, etc. May Allah Ta'ala be kind to us and bless us with our whole deen. There is only goodness in that. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to a plague, an epidemic, a disease which comes widespread, and normally many people get affected in that. She asked about that. So, فَأَخْبَرَهَا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed her أنه كان عذابا يبعثه الله تعالى على من يشاء. This is also a form of azab, and for a certain people, and Allah sends this azab of a plague to whomsoever He wants to. In many cases, one condition comes from Allah Ta'ala, and for some people it is an azab, for other people it is a rahmat. There is always the two sides of it, and it is really how we have prepared ourselves. If, for example, a difficulty comes upon all people, and a mu'min who makes sabr and accepts it and hopes for sawab from Allah, that is a rahmat from him, it isn't an adab for him. On the other hand, a person who hasn't got iman, the same thing befell him also. And because he hasn't got iman, he's wailing and moaning about him and behaving in a very different way. For him it is an azab. So this, or the plague also, for some people it is a great rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, while that very plague in the very same place for others, it is an azab. فَجَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى رَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this plague, Allah makes it a rahmat for the believers. Though outwardly it is a difficult condition, a person is suffering, going through hardships and difficulties, whatever that plague, what type of plague it is, it entails. But this person is receiving it happily. He believes in Allah, and in fact, the higher level of iman, he takes it as a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Such were the conditions of the awliya, the difficult conditions that came upon them, they made shukr to Allah. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, for 18 years or so, there are different narrations. What difficulties he went through, why, we cannot imagine. But he was making shukr to Allah. He did not complain. So such is the condition of these things for those who have iman. فليس من عبد يقع في الطاعون يمكث في بلده صابرا محتسبا يعلم أنه لا يصيبه إلا ما كتب الله له إلا كان له مثل أجر الشهيد. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that how is this a mercy and good for the believers, that any servant of Allah who is caught up in this plague and he remains there, this is from Allah Ta'ala, and he remains there making sabr and hoping for reward from Allah Ta'ala. He's going through that difficulties, but he's making sabr and hoping for reward. And he knows that whatever has come to him, it was written by Allah Ta'ala. That this was written in my taqdeer, and that it was going to happen, and he accepts it wholeheartedly. That is another aspect of the sabr, that when a person's iman is made and he knows that this was written in my taqdeer and I could not miss this in any way whatsoever. It was written for me, it happened. There are no ifs and buts, that if I did not go there, if I did not do that, or no ifs and buts, it was written from Allah, it has come, and I accept it as such. In that way, then he gets the reward of a shaheed from Allah Ta'ala. And the reward of a shaheed is extremely great. On that, Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward of a shaheed. This is the narration of Bukhari. We'll give the more explanation of it, inshallah. But we can see that we should learn to make sabr, and we should imbibe in us this great quality of sabr, and whatever befalls us, to have hope of reward from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for us, and that we get prepared accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.